Hello.
Oh, hi, Amber.
Hi.
Hey, it's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you. I saw that you sent over an inquiry on the website. How are you?
Yeah, how are you?
Oh, doing great. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I wasn't sure if you already have an account with us or if you had some questions that I could help you with.
No, actually, I didn't have an account, and I was trying to kind of set one up.
Okay.
And when I was trying to, you know how when you open up the app on your phone and you first log in, it makes you give access to your microphone, and then you click in, and it wants you to go over the terms and conditions and then sign. You have to click three options and then sign on the bottom. On my screen, it is not. It will not allow me to click confirm email.
Oh, I see.
It cuts off on the bottom. So I can't set it up, and I'm like, I don't know what to do.
Okay. No, I can set it up for you. It's probably because you don't have an account yet, so there isn't, like, terms to sign. So if I create the account and resend that to you, you should be able to get in, no problem. So sorry that happened. That's something that we could even, send over to the tech team, you know, for future.
Yep.
You know, they can set it up where you don't hit a glitch. So, now, have you called in before? You already have pricing and all that, or do you know which package that you want based on looking at the site, or?
Because
I know which one I would recommend. I was looking at your website, your A&M Property Solutions, right?
Yep.
Okay, and you're considered general contractors, is that correct?
Yep.
Okay, that's what I thought. So now on the site, it looks like you focus mainly on commercial, but do you do some residential too? Because on your Google page, it looks more residential.
Yeah, I do. I did not get the chance to go on there and edit anything, so I don't really know what it says, but I was going to kind of, we do residential, we do commercial. I kind of was just getting started on setting any of that up.
Oh, very cool. Good for you. I like that. And then are you the owner of the business?
Yes.
Okay, how long have you owned the business?
3 years.
3 years, wow, okay. That's great. They say the first couple of years is the hardest, so you got over that hump, right?
Yeah, a little bit, kind of. I feel like every year it gets a little bit better and better. But I feel like we do commercial, like, plowing in the winter. So we get contracts in the winter, and, you know, we kind of take on here and there a little bit of, like, inside jobs on the side or whatever for when it's not snowing. But in the summertime, you know, the work is not as, like, easy to come by, I guess. It is because there's a lot of it, but knowing where to get the leads and, you know, to kind of go forward is a little bit trickier. And I was with Angie's, and I just was, like, displeased with them. So I was looking for, like, a different option, and one of my other contractor friends was like, well, what, have you tried Local Splash? And I know it's kind of like a way to kind of generate, it seems like Google, Facebook, Yelp, all those different ads kind of rolled into one so you can manage it together. That's what I perceive from the Local Splash thing.
Mm-hmm. Yep, exactly. And that's good that you know someone that has our program. That's awesome. That gives, you know, word of mouth referral is always the best, right?
Yeah, I asked about it too. I was like, hey, are you having any luck on this Local Splash? Angie's is kind of, I mean, you're paying this. There's a pool of contractors that are paying basically for the same lead.
Yeah.
And some of them are bunk. Like, they're sending you a number that doesn't work, or they just, you know, and I don't want to be spending our money on stuff that, you know, aren't going to be, turn out to be beneficial. So I was kind of trying to kind of outsource and look for different options. So.
Okay. Yeah. So, I'll send you a link on a text message to our pricing page. I'll be able to put you into some specialized pricing because you're 3 years in business, so I can put you into the new in business rate, which would bring it down a little bit for you. And it will be a full scope package. So we deal, just so you know, with a lot of the Angie's clients. And I've heard every kind of horror story imaginable because they're lead generation, so they'll sell the lead to you and everyone out there, right? Meaning there's nothing exclusive about it, you know?
Yeah.
And then even worse is they'll charge you even if it's a bogus lead or 150 miles away, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so they're pretty good at doing giving back credits if you call and complain, but some people tell me it's so hard to manage because it happens so frequently, you know? The nice thing about this program, you definitely need what's called our ideal package, okay? So what it would do is it would optimize A&M Property Solutions to show on the very first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. It mm-hmm. also would include the brand new pay-per-lead program that Google rolled out about May of last year, which is called Google Guaranteed. Now, okay. how Google Guaranteed works different from the typical lead service is that Google is not interested in selling leads. So this package, it's if you get a lead through it, it would only come to you. It's an exclusive lead, and you only get charged for it if it's a valid lead. So our department monitors that, and if you get mm-hmm. someone that calls off of Google Guaranteed and they say, hey, are you hiring or something like that, something totally off the wall, you're not paying for it. Or if you get one of those leads that's, you know, hey, are, you know, do you do renovations, but then you find out they're in Las Vegas or something and they're not in your service area, you're not paying for it, okay? So you're only paying mm-hmm. for it if it's a valid lead. The reason it's called Google Guaranteed, Amber, is you have to pass a background check in order to participate. So you're licensed and insured and all of that good stuff, right?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. And then I assume you have a valid driver's license or social security card, correct?
Yep.
Okay, good. Okay. So you would pass the background check as long as there's no felonies or anything like that, which would be great. Mm-hmm. And then all we charge to participate in the program is that one-time application fee, which would be bundled into your pricing. So if mm-hmm. you wanted to, you know, take advantage of it today, it would be $549. There's a one-time setup fee of $99 that goes on the first payment only. So $648 initially, okay? And then each month... Mm-hmm. Each month forward, you're only paying $299, and that includes also the Facebook ads, the directories, the mobile platform, meaning that you'll come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then mm-hmm. it also includes the Facebook ads. So do you already have a business Facebook set up?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, perfect. So when someone does a search for pretty much anything online, you know how next time they go to their Facebook newsfeed, there's an ad for that popping up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So we would make sure that, you know, every time they're searching for any of your services, that when they go to their Facebook news feeds, there's an ad for A&M Property Solutions coming up. So naturally, it's designed to bring you more new clients coming from the social media platform. And then you'll have a detailed tracking system. So you'll be able to see how many new clients came from Google, how many new clients came from Facebook, which ones actually were a Google guaranteed lead. You'll see which keywords they typed in to find you, and if they use their GPS directions to locate you, Amber, you'll even see which zip codes they're coming from, you know, so that way everything is very transparent. Yep. And then the reason it's called Google guaranteed is once you pass the background check, and that process takes about 4 to 8 weeks, because it's a newer program with Google, we're knocking them out closer to the 4-week mark. Then Google will guarantee your work up to $2,000 per client. So in the event that you do a ton of work for a client and then after the fact they're disgruntled and they want their money back, Google would actually get involved and refund them up to $2,000 of what they paid. It's added insurance. Yeah, it's a cool program. People are flipping over it because it's the most dominant internet presence online and it's generating the most revenue because it's exclusive leads, right?
Right,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so then once the activation, or I should say once the background check is approved, and we use third-party companies to do it, such as Evident ID or Pinkerton. So, you know, we would send you the application. We would do what's called an onboarding call. And then after the fact, the third party would, you know, be involved in getting you approved. Once you're approved, you would pay the activation budget to start the leads. And we would call you and we would say, okay, you know, you're approved and we want to start the campaign. And that activation budget is just $470. And what that includes is 13 leads within the month at $36 a lead. Okay. Now the leads, they can fluctuate. Right. So let's say you pay the 470, right, the activation budget, which equals 13 leads, and then that month you don't take 13 leads. Let's say that you get 5 big jobs and they keep you busy all month and you don't need to take 13 leads. Then the next month you just pay for the 5 leads that you took. So that 470 acts like an activation or like a escrow account, if you will, where you're just calling to replenish the bucket. So, yeah. And based on everything I just explained, do you have any questions, or did I make that confusing? Or
it is a little confusing. It's a lot to take on. You said it was Google Guarantee for the package, and then what was the other thing that you said?
The other was the local Google optimization, you know, local SEO services, making sure that you're promoted on the first page of the search results on Google and Bing. And then also you would get some of the popular directories, including Yelp, and then also the mobile platform. So a lot of people don't realize this, Amber, but when you do a search on a regular computer or a laptop, it will give you a different result than if you're on a smartphone or a tablet, okay? So we'll streamline that for you, and we'll make sure that it doesn't matter if they're searching from, you know, an iPhone, an Android, a voice-activated device such as Alexa, or a regular computer. Either way, A&M Property Solutions will show front and center in a spotlight position on the first page.
Yeah. And so when people are like, I want to remodel my kitchen, I'll pop up on that first page.
Exactly. Yep. Okay. Kitchen remodel near me or any of those keywords associated, you would definitely show up. Yeah. And then also that's bundled together because we're a premier partner with Google. It's bundled together with the Facebook ads. So then you also get the social media and the Meta and the, you know.
So I've got a couple different prices here. I got $449 for the application fee, and then there's another $99 fee. So that's $648. That's the initial for the Google Guaranteed, and then every month after that is $299. And is
correct.
This separate from the $470 of the
yes.
the activation for leads and all that, so they're two separate?
Yes. It's separate. So I'm going to send you an email right now with the price breakdown, and while I do that, if you could look at the text that I sent you, because it'll show you more of a visual. You get text messages on the phone, right?
Okay. Yep, I got it. Actually, I'm looking at it right now. Hold on.
So you need the package that's in the middle that says ideal. And you can see that should you decide to move forward, you're not paying $1,198 monthly with a $299 setup fee. So I'm going to reduce the monthly payment down to just $549 because I'm applying that new in business rate, and the setup fee will be reduced down to just $99. Okay. So the only extra charges that you have to pay other than that, because that also includes the application fee for the Google Guaranteed. So the only extra prices that you have to pay are for the leads. So that's why ongoing the pricing isn't $549 a month. After the first payment, it's just $299 a month because we're factoring in that you're also paying for the leads on top of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the $470 for the leads, yeah.
Exactly, but you can fluctuate that because in the winter you guys do a lot of plowing. So if you want to take on some plowing leads, you can. If not, you can pause it during the winter. That way you're not paying for, you know, a service if you're not using it during those months. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And then if you do want to reinstate it, you know, you just tell us, okay, on this month I want it to reinstate, and then it goes right back into fruition for you.
Okay. So basically you're saying, like, in the winter, because that is my biggest thing, is that sometimes with Angie's, you have to pay, and then in the winter, like, I don't really use the leads as much. I will walk
exactly.
in with, like, I take on, like, Walmart's, like, commercial plowing contracts that I don't really need the leads. Like, I don't want people contacting me for residential plowing because I don't do residential plowing.
Exactly.
We only do
yeah.
commercial, and with those, I'm locked into a contract, and once that happens, like, wintertime, yeah, I don't really need the leads too much, so I can, like, kind of turn them off in the winter and not.
You can, yeah, and what some people do is they keep the $2.99 package running during the winter. That way they're still getting
mm-hmm.
some, you know, Facebook ads and some organic
yep.
calls from commercial entities that need plowing and whatnot, because we would then modify your keywords during the winter, obviously, you know.
Yep.
And
yep.
then when you're ready to take on more Google guaranteed leads, you can always call back and reinstate it. Or you
okay.
could put the whole package on a seasonal hold. If you're really under contract and you don't really take on more in the winter, then why
yep.
pay the extra $2.99 a month? During the winter, you could also put everything
yeah.
on a hold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
and that's me calling in and saying, hey, I need this on a hold, and you guys will do that?
Exactly. Yep. You just ask
okay.
for a seasonal hold. And then
okay.
all we ask for you to apply that would be to call us within 3 business days of your billing. So if today is the 8th, and let's say you signed up today, you would always be charged on the 8th of each month. And then if you ever wanted to pause it or cancel or prevent the next month's charge, you just call us anytime within the month, but, you know, up to 3 business days before your billing to make sure that
yes.
we can apply that and, you know, avoid the next month's payment.
Okay.
Now, I have a question. I noticed on
yeah.
your Google business page you have the 207-320-5825. Is that the business line? Or
that's
is that a number that you don't use?
I still have it, but I was trying to integrate it with this phone number that you called me on. So I was actually going to change that over.
Good. So everything will
I do still, yeah, I still do have that number, but I was trying to kind of try to start generating everything to just go to my regular cell phone, because sometimes my son, he is turning 10, and he's like every day when we get home, he's trying to take over that phone.
Oh, how funny. I know
yeah,
that
we do.
I have a 10-year-old granddaughter, and that's the first thing she asks when she comes over. Grandma, can I have your phone? Can I have your tablet? It's so
yeah.
funny.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that he's been like slowly, because I have not gotten him his own phone yet. I still think he's a little young, but he'll want to play like Roblox or watch YouTube or something, and I have that other phone laying around, and he's just like, he'll confiscate it. And the other day, last week, somebody called me because I also have I do like asset management as well.
Okay.
Somebody had called me on that phone for that, and he like hung up on them. I was like, oh no!
That's funny.
Yeah, so I've been trying to kind of just generate everybody to my regular cell phone, because that's like your best bet to really, really, really reach out to me. So,
we put a really cool feature into that Ideal package that I forgot to touch on, but I want to tell you about it since you're, you know, streamlining everything over to this number. Is
yes.
We would include a call tracking number, meaning during the onboarding, we would purchase a brand new 207 area code number. When people call it, it will forward over to your number. And the
nice.
Benefit of it is it would, number one, eliminate a certain number of spam callers, because we'll put a press one, press two greeting on it. So, for instance, you know, thank you for calling A&M Property Solutions. If you're a new customer, press one. If you're an existing customer, press two. Both options are going to ring over to your phone, Amber. But
yeah.
if it's a computer-generated spam
call,
they can't
yeah.
press one or two. So those will fall off. And when you're connected, it's an actual person on the other end, right? So
yeah.
that's the first benefit. The second
yep.
benefit is you can go in at any time on your dashboard and listen to the calls for quality assurance. So they're all recorded. So you can verify if a Google guaranteed lead, you were charged the $36 for it. You could go in and verify and make sure it was an actual lead. Or you could gather information from the call. I had a client a couple months ago. It was kind of funny. He said somebody called him. I think he was like a tree service or something, but somebody called him and they scheduled something, but he was, you know, up on one of those lifters and he didn't write the address down. So he was like, oh shoot, I forgot the address, and he didn't want to call back and sound unprofessional. So he just went into the dashboard and he listened to the call.
And I love that.
Yeah, so that he could go in on the bid. Yeah, so it's a cool feature. And it's something,
you know, what I started to get myself into doing is, well, on Angie's, they give you like the address or whatever. So I sometimes, before I call somebody, I will write everything down, like their address, phone number, what they were calling for. So that way when I call them, I am like prepared to like be like, hey, you know, kind of run the show. So that's what I do.
No, that's smart, because then it seems also like you're more personable. If you're like, hey, I know that area on Main Street where you're located and I've worked there before, you know, it kind of builds credibility and rapport if you do that rather than just a random person calling for a bid.
Yeah, and if I knew what they wanted or whatever, you know, and I'm like, hey, you know, you were looking for a new deck build and da da da. You know what I mean? So it just kind of helps me kind of ease through, and I have that information written down, because if I don't write something down, I'll never remember it too. So I just go on, but sometimes if someone's just randomly calling you, you're not going to get those leads, that information ahead of time. So I like that feature a lot. Yes. So,
absolutely.
So basically, this looks really, 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 really good to me. The only thing I got to do is kind of talk this over with my husband. Is this a number that I can call you back on to start this today? Like later, I'm going to call him and then.
You can, Amber. You can hit redial and ask for Tina, but that will go to the call center, so it'll take them a second to track me down. Or you can use the direct line on the bottom of the email that I just sent you. I sent you an email with the whole pricing breakdown, so you can have a visual. And then my name is Tina. I'm at extension 777. So once you call in, if you put that 777 in, it'll ring directly to my desk.
Perfect. Oh,
so
yeah,
the M,
I like your
husband?
Vibe.
Oh, you're so sweet. I said he's the M in the A&M, your husband?
Yes, he is. Yes. He's the M. So he's the guy out there actually getting his hands dirty. I'm just kind of, you know, dealing with the customers, dealing with the billing, dealing with the, you know, the insurance, all that good stuff. I'm the one that kind of handles all that. I used to go out and build with him, but we got ourselves a good team, so I don't have to do that stuff anymore. So I've done roofs. I've been out there doing concrete and patios and you name it. So,
you know what? He's so blessed to have you, because there's so many business owners that have zero marketing sense. And the way you said, hey, I set up the Google page and I'm trying to update the website. And, you know, the fact that you were even attempting to do all that stuff, it speaks volumes, because a lot of, you know, business owners, they don't know how to do any of that, you know, and they need to.
I do my own, like, Facebook.
Awesome.
I mean, we have used Angie's, and I just hate them so much, and it's just pointless, and I've stopped using them. And we've gone so far this summer without any lead services and staying working, but I want to just kind of continue booking out and not, you know, because it kind of really takes resources for me to, like, line up the next couple jobs, and then they get through them, and then I have to, you know, I'm at square one where I have to do this, you know, over again, and I want to make sure that I can schedule far enough out and not have to worry and make sure that the leads are coming in and getting us into a situation where we're broke. So that's never good for business.
Right.
So
if I'm going to spend my money on leads, I'd rather do it the right way, and somebody who's going to be working for me to help me, you know, help us. So that's where I'm at. And one of my other friends was like, hey, I use Local Splash. I'm like, all right, well, what the heck's that? And I had to go, you know, did a little bit of my own research and had to figure it out. I'm like, okay.
So you're going to be way ahead of the curve too, because Google Guaranteed just rolled out in May of last year. You're going to be one of the companies. I'm going to send you a second email on it that has the green check mark next to your name, and you'll be exclusive, you know, Google Guaranteed in your area, which, you know, means that you're going to outshine the other companies. You know, it's going to be super awesome for you because you're getting in this, you know, at the ground level. You know, there's other companies that will be Google Guaranteed in your area, but if you get a lead through it, it's coming only exclusively to you, and you'll be one of the few that has, you know, that green check mark next to you. Now, I'm married too, and I appreciate that you want to get your husband involved, because, you know, I'm a firm believer that there's wisdom in the multitude of counsels. So is it the program that you're wanting to discuss with him, or is it the pricing, or?
The pricing. We as a couple, like when there's significant, especially where it's a reoccurring payment and stuff like that, we agree that we will discuss those type of things with each other before we go ahead and lock in. And it's more or less just a finance thing that, I just want to make sure that we're on the same page before I go spending, well, like what, $800 a month. So,
Well, keep in mind, that's considering that you would take on the full 13 leads, because you might not have to, considering you're also going to be, you know, in a spotlight position organically on the first page.
Yeah. So, and it's only the 600 once, and it's $399 after that. So even if I didn't want to, $299, that's what I meant. So, I was just testing you. So yeah, I mean, I think that the prices are not bad at all, because, you know, if we get five good leads, there could be like $30,000 that we're making. You know, you guys keep me busy, then you guys can guarantee that you're getting payments out of me. So it's a win-win.
Exactly.
So,
you know what? That's exactly why we have a 97% retention rate with our clients on a month-to-month basis. So if you noticed, I didn't say you have to sign an annual contract or a six-month agreement or anything. We allow all of our clients to go month-to-month because we're performance-based, and we know that nobody cancels on profit. So,
If your guys are, like, you're basically making me the money by getting me the leads, and if I'm sitting here pretty because I've got five jobs and they're all 10,000, you know, the $10,000 are up a piece, I know what that looks like from a business standpoint, where I'm wealthy. That means that I'm going to be able to continue paying for that service, and then you guys are making out too because I'm paying for my service and I'm winning in the long run. That's where Angie's messed up. It's like if you're going to be kind of ripping people off for absolutely nothing, it's like, how do you expect them? Like, that's where you're losing your clientele, is because you're giving them trash leads. They can't make any money to continue paying the bill.
I've heard it all. Yeah, I've heard, you know, I had a contractor, just as a side note, he told me that he was about $2,000 into his lead fees. He was running all over town bidding on all this work, and he kept getting undercut by other companies because, naturally, Angie's is selling it to anybody and everybody out there, right? So he finally got so frustrated, he took on a bathroom remodel, and he undercut his own pricing just to get the job. But when he counted up his material costs, he actually lost money on the job. And you and I both know that's not a smart business practice, right? That's the difference.
I say if it doesn't make sense, it doesn't make dollars. That's what I always say. But I tell my husband, this doesn't make sense business-wise. It's definitely not going to make you dollars. And you can't, like, business, if you own a business, that's you're in the business of making dollars. So,
Yep.
Where I'm at, that's what I'm trying to do. I want, like, faithfully really good leads, and I want to be in a situation where, you know, we're profitable, and, you know, paying for this every month is not an issue. So, but yeah, to make that payment, we agree that those type of things, him and I will have a conversation with. He'll probably, I'll call him and he'll be like, yeah, absolutely. That sounds great. You know? So,
And if you look at the package email that I sent you that says local/ideal package, I sent you the other one with the Google guarantee just so you could get a visual of the green check mark next to your name. But the local/ideal package, if you scroll down to the ongoing monthly cost, you can see that the breakdown of the $299 is $100 of it goes to the Facebook ads. So if you ever wanted to cut the monthly cost down a little bit, you could always remove those Facebook ads, and that would lower the subscription to $199 monthly. And what I recommend, Amber, is that you, if you can, keep it bundled together for the first couple of months, because it will jumpstart your profile and get you results quicker with the Facebook ads. But once you're actually ranking on the first page of Google, you may not need them anymore, because statistically speaking, 87% of consumers will hire off the first page of Google, right?
Yeah,
so that only leaves 13% if you consider Yelp, Facebook, Yellow Pages, all these other sources, you know, and put them into one bucket. They're only getting 13%. So absolutely, you know, if you can bundle it for the first month or two, but on an ongoing basis, you could cut monthly costs easily down by removing those. And then also by modifying your leads, you could call in and say, hey, we know, you know, our activation budget was for 13 leads, but we want to put a cap on it at only 6 leads a month or something. You can do that too. That way you're not paying $470, you're just paying the 36 times the 6 leads. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
I do my own Facebook ads, but kind of bundling it all together makes my life a little easier, and also having it come up on you know, on Google on the first page, that's great. How about what if I wanted to jump right in and start with the like, do I have to do the Google guaranteed, or can I just do the ads, or
it's all rolled into one. The only thing that you can play around a little bit with is to remove the Facebook ads. And if it's a deciding factor, just because I like you too, and you know your son is the same age as my granddaughter, you know, it's funny what you told me about him, because we're in California, we're on the opposite coast, and nothing's changed. She's exactly the same as he is. He goes on, she wants to go on for the Roblox and the YouTube, everything you said. I'm like, it's so funny how they're so far apart from each other, you know, distance-wise, but they're the same. You know, it's so funny.
Yeah. It's funny.
So if it comes down to it, what you could do is I could ask if I could get an override to at least waive the setup fee for you. That would lower that first month down to just $549. And then if you wanted to, since you do your own Facebook ads, I know you said, oh, it would be convenient to have us do it, but if you wanted to eliminate those, you would just pay $449 today. So the difference between that is that $250 goes towards the application fee to get you approved for Google Guaranteed. And you'll definitely
so
want
taking
that,
that off, you say – the Facebook ads, you said taking that off is accounted as like 13%, you said?
Yeah, so 13% of consumers will hire off of the first page of the search results on Google. There's 87%, 13% goes through the other sources. So, you know, if you wanted to, you could take those off, and that would eliminate, you know, $100 a month. And then again, the setup fee, I can, you know, try to get an override for you and get that waived also, if it helps.
Okay. All right. It does. I'm not opposed to, you know, keeping the Google and stuff like that. I just want to talk to my husband and make sure that our, you know, we're on the same page as far as budget. We did talk before I reached out to this about what options we had, and I was going to look into this. So he knew I was kind of looking into this, but we didn't know, like, what it was going to cost. So that was basically why I was like, I need to figure that out. So it's just a matter of kind of having a quick conversation with him, figuring it out, making sure that, that he's on board with it, and seeing what he says.
Yep.
I mean,
and, you know,
override him and be like, you know what?
Here's the thing, Amber. If my husband came, you know, and told me that he wanted to spend $648 today, I'd probably shut it out just not knowing what it is, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, do me that favor at least. If he has any questions, I have no problem explaining it to him. Because, you know, once he understands the magnitude of what this will do for your business, it's going to be a no-brainer. Because, you know, one thing I didn't tell you is I did a little bit of research on your company before, behind the scenes before I called you. Mm-hmm. And you're still in Turner, right?
Yep.
Okay. So over the last 30 days in your area, there were 1,018 searches done just on Google in the keywords that relate to your category. So what that tells me is that there is a solid book of business in your backyard, and you even said, oh, it's harder to get business during the summer months. So there's not a lack of work in your area. It's just that right now you have a weaker internet presence, so it's slipping through your fingers, right?
Yeah.
So this
I
is
do.
Going to put you front and center, get your phone ringing with new clients, and help you capture that business. Now, something that I see as a little bit of inconsistency is on your Google page, there's a different website listed as there is on your Facebook. Which one are you wanting to promote? I assume it's the one on your Facebook, right?
Yeah, I thought they were both. No, or it didn't update or something when I went to
Google. Maybe it did. Yeah, the one on the Google page, here, I'll send you a link to it. It's it comes up with like all commercial buildings, which is weird because
really?
The one on your Facebook page doesn't. Yeah, I'll send you a text showing you, but we can fix all that for you naturally. You know, once you get going, we'll promote the right website, or we could even rebuild the website on your domain if you want. You know, so
I'm still learning how to build a website, I guess. So, and I found that I kind of suck at it, but I gave it a good effort. I've put together a couple of them at this point. As you can see. I think the new one didn't update on my Google. I don't know. I think it said that it had to be like verified or something, but I don't remember. But
yeah, Google, sometimes if you try to make a change, they'll want you to do like a new verification, whether that be a video verification or something like that. And if we start working with you and Google triggers something like that, don't panic, because all they're doing behind the scenes is protecting you guys as a small business from a large corporation trying to come into your backyard and steal clients. So, you know, a video verification, even though it sounds intimidating, usually all it is that you have to go on a little document and upload a couple of things to Google to show that you're a valid business in the area.
Okay.
And then once know that, then then they go, okay, now this is a valid business and they can make updates and we can switch the website or switch the location or, you know, whatever it may be. But
that sounds about right, to be honest with you. So, see that it didn't upload. It's got the Canva one on there, which was like a temporary thing. So yeah, it did not upload to the actual one that I have on my Facebook. You said for the background, they're doing criminal. I didn't write that down. Doing criminal.
The criminal. And then, let me see. Hold on. I have a little cheat sheet where I can put in your state and your general contractor, and then it'll show me specifically what you need.
Okay.
So I put Connecticut general contractor.
I don't know how they verify or if I need to get information for them.
It says, let me just copy this into the notes so we have it. Here it is. Okay. It says you need $250,000 in general liability insurance. And then other than that, you need a Connecticut state new home construction registration and a Connecticut state home improvement contractor registration. So it looks like it's not even a, I'm sorry. I put in the wrong stuff.
I was like,
Yeah, no.
I mean, they don't require us to have that.
Remember, I was putting in the cheat sheet, general contractor Connecticut. I should have put Maine. I got my water scrub. Okay, here we go. Let me, you'd be like, why would I need a Connecticut? That makes no sense. Okay, so give me a second here. It has a different requirement for Maine, so let me see.
Okay.
Oh, good. This is better. All you need is $250K in general liability, and the license for Maine is there's no requirement. So if you have a license, then that's great. Then that'll add more credibility and get the background check approved quicker, but it's not required to pass it. And if there's anything criminally on, you know, either one of your records, like DUI or something like that, that's not going to matter. All that would matter is if it was something, you know, more felony driven, you know, if it was like a theft or a robbery or something that, like that. Obviously, they don't want you to go into people's houses with that. But if it's a DUI or something, they'll still approve it.
Yeah. I think that like 15 years ago, I have a burglary of a motor vehicle, but it wasn't that I stole a vehicle. It was that my ex-boyfriend stole things from me and I went in his car and I took them back and he called the cops on me and the cops found what he said that I had in my pocket. But it was jewelry that had belonged to my grandmother. So it looks that. I don't know if that's going to hinder me, but it says burglary of a motor vehicle.
I don't think so because it's been 15 years, but I can check with that department, because usually they'll seal records after like 7 or 8 years anyway, you know, but I can double check
so
with that department.
Old. But it is not, and I did not steal a vehicle. It was, and honestly, I took my own belongings. So I wish they could have like an explanation that I could put next to it or something when somebody does a background check. I had a job once.
Believe me, I know when my son was younger, he went to juvenile hall for something that he wasn't even involved with. And I still to this day should make a lawsuit about it because what happened was he, you know, they're in middle school, so they're young kids and, you know, they're little punks and they think they know it all, but he was with two kids that came to this other boy and they wanted to steal his jacket. But the other boy was somebody that my son used to play baseball with. He hangs out with him. He goes to the, you know, his house. He knows his grandpa. So he kind of stepped back and he wasn't involved with it. He was there with the two boys that did the theft, but he didn't do it because he, and it even says in the police report that he stepped back, but because of his size, my son is like almost 6'4" now. I don't know how tall he was back then, but they said because of his size, he could have gotten involved. So that's why they arrested him. And I'm like, that's discrimination based on his size.
That
I mean,
is.
It even says in the police report he didn't do anything, you know. And then it was just horrible. He had to go to juvenile hall for 6 days because when they arrested them, it was a Friday, and I think it was a holiday weekend. So he had to sit in there over the weekend until the judge was available. So it was 6 days, and it just made me so upset because it even said he wasn't involved, and they arrested him based on his size. And I don't think that's legal, you know. But,
and honestly, with that charge, too, for me, when we went to court, they dropped that charge.
Oh,
they had
good.
Up on my, they dropped it, but it, in exchange for, because I wasn't supposed to be around him after that, and I was dumb, and I did. And then I got caught with him. So I got a violations of conditions release. So they said, if you plead guilty to this, we'll drop that. So I said, okay, and I did. And so that wasn't supposed to be on my record, but I guess it's still coming up. So, but yeah, that's the story on that. They don't really like
But it was a lesser charge, right?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, that was a violation
of conditions of release, so.
Yeah, they do that. They'll have you agree to a lesser charge, so they can convict you of something. And I don't know why they do that. If you can just go through the process, but I know that, you know, most kids are scared and they're just like, okay, I'll take it, you know?
Instead, he's made me angry. And I was like, I guess, you know, I don't know. He stole from me. I was angry. It was not a good situation, but overall, I came out of it on top. I changed a lot since then. It was almost 15 years ago. So, don't say
and
I have
a good man now. Yeah.
I have
that's
a good man
good.
Now and he's never been in trouble. So.
Oh, good. Yeah. So I'll talk to the department and see, you know, if they think that it might be an issue. I'll see if you could just do the application then in your husband's name and the information, you know, and if that would be make it easier, or if mm-hmm. they're going to dig into your background anyway, you know, then, you know, yeah. we might want to find out ahead of the fact if it is yeah. going to be a problem. You know what I mean?
They might, yeah, they might say it's okay. Like I said, it was a long, long time ago, and it's not a felony charge or anything. It was a misdemeanor, so I don't really know. So,
yeah, I don't think it'll matter if it's a misdemeanor, but I'll verify it just in case. You know what I mean? Just to be mm-hmm. safe. Always
yeah, I think that's
be
the best
safe. Bet. Sorry.
I don't want
yeah,
to pay
exactly.
all this money if it's going to be like, nah, you know, 15 years ago, you robbed your grandmother's jewelry out of someone's car that stole it from you.
Yeah,
I didn't report
so
him.
Silly.
He stole it. He broke into my house and stole the jewelry from my house. And when I realized what happened, my grandmother had just passed away. She left me, like, necklaces, a watch. Broke into my house, took it from me. And it took me a few days to realize that he had done that. And when I realized that the stuff was gone, I knew where it was. So I went on a tantrum, went to where he lived, but kind of messed up his car too. Like I, I did
but,
a Carrie
but,
Underwood, like before it was cool. I did. And I took the jewelry back and he told the police that I broke into his car, and he said she took this and that, and sure enough, when they looked in my pockets, the jewelry was there. He ended up giving it back to me after court, because he was the one that, you know, he was like, do you want to press charges? They were like, no, we'll drop it. He said, okay, and, you know, he ended up giving the jewelry back to me, so I ended up getting the jewelry, but still, now I look like I said, Carrie Underwood.
Because, I mean, that's sentimental value, too, because that's from your grandmother. That, like hurts me, like, even to hear that he would do that, you know, because I know, like, when my mom passed away, there are certain jewelry items and stuff that, you know, sure, I could go sell it and make a lot of money for it, but I never would because it's my mom's, you know. It's so precious to me, you know.
Pins in there.
Oh,
she was like, she would collect pins and stuff. And my mom was like, this was like the one thing that I had asked for when she passed away. So, but she had just passed away when this happened too. So it was very, very fresh. And he was abusive to me. It was a lot of issues. I probably sounded like the aggressor, but it was just years of just over it. And I just went crazy. And I took a baseball bat to his vehicle
it'll happen.
He had every right
it'll
to call
happen.
The police. So,
well,
I guess
they say, like, if you, like, kick a dog so many times, eventually it's going to bite back, you know? And I think that's what happened. Just eventually you took so much, you just snapped. And, you know, rightfully so. But too bad that now, like, 15 years later, you're still worried about it, you know? So here's the thing I want to tell you with that, Amber. Worst case scenario, let's say that you pay the $250 and somewhere down the road you're not approved. Worst case scenario is that's a one-time fee. So, you know, I've had people that, you know, for some reason, you know, they weren't approved, but then they went and fixed whatever the issue was and they come back and then they go through the background check a second time and they are approved. So if that's the case where you're not approved, and let's say you have to contact the state and get that record sealed or something, and then after the fact you call back, you never have to pay that $250 again. That's just a one-time fee. Yeah.
Okay.
And then if that's the case, you're just paying your monthly fee in the meantime, and then we don't start the Google guaranteed lead process until you're approved, you know, but I know that you're going to love the leads that come through that because they're higher end leads, you know, people that are willing to pay a top dollar for a quality service as opposed to someone that's price shopping, because when you think about it, the only reason they're Googling for your service is because they do have an immediate need to hire you. You know, Google calls that a micro moment. Putting, you know, A&M Property Solutions in front of a potential client that needs you at the time that they need you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
do
they need me to get a certificate of my insurance or?
No, certificate of insurance, showing at least $250 in liability, $250,000 in liability.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. I will contact my agent and get they usually give me like a little thing so I can. I don't know if you have me get that or if you guys just go get it or.
So what would happen is, let's say you call me back after talking to your husband and it's a go.
Mm-hmm.
I would do a voice verification recording and create the account and then send you the application. And then
okay.
that's the form that you would upload your certificate of insurance
okay.
to. So, and
okay.
then that application, you could start working on it right away, but I would create an appointment for later on today or tomorrow for one of
yeah.
my technicians to call you to go through the onboarding just to make sure
okay.
that nothing's missed in the application so they can make sure
okay.
that they can dot the I's and cross the T's and that everything's thorough so that it gets approved the first time.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Great.
You know what? I love the sound of everything. I, you know, this sounds really good. I'm going to kind of I'm taking notes so that way when I talk to my husband, I have everything that I need to tell him for it. So I honestly, I think it's really the best thing that we could possibly do for our business at this point. So,
it really is. It really
that is.
I've,
that's
been,
it.
I've been here for 14 years and I can tell you that I've seen this just change businesses around and, you know, not to be dramatic, but people call me, you help pay for my kids' college with all the, and I'm just
aww.
Like, that's so awesome. You know what I mean? Just the things that I
yeah.
hear from customers. Is unbelievable. Yeah. So
yeah.
Call me if you have any questions or if your husband has any questions and then, you know, hopefully
yeah.
we can get this set up for you today.
Yeah. If that's, I can pay it with debit card, right? Or.
Yep. We accept all
okay.
major debit and credit, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and give him a call right now.
Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you in a little bit. And then
yeah,
you do have my direct line on the bottom of that email if you have any questions, okay?
Yeah. Yep. Thank you so much. I appreciate all your help today.
I appreciate you too, Amber. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.